Hi, I'm Thomas. I'm from Toronto, Canada, and I am 19 years old.
Is this your first time participating in a festival or a competition like this?
Not festival or competition, but this one is a first in that it's really unique. And it's a one-week, really intensive program, which I've never really been in. I've been in larger music festivals, but not one like this. But it's a very different schedule, and you have to prepare differently as well.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you have to be very concentrated, very focused, and obviously practiced enough, but it's more, it's really not much more free time, more just concentrating, trying to get as much from the program as you can.
Are you nervous about anything, or what is the biggest challenge facing you?
I wouldn't say there's any challenges. I wouldn't say I'm nervous as well, just more try to give the best you can and make sure that you're ready and prepared for everything.
So what are you playing?
I'm going to be playing the first piece from Albania's Iberia, which is a piano suite. The first piece is called Evocation.
Why did you pick this particular piece?
I've been playing this piece for a long time now, and it's really something that's close to my heart. And I really feel it's a piece that I can connect with, and so I hope I can give my best and play my best with this piece.
When you say you connect with it, do you mean both emotionally and technically?
It's technically not that challenging, but it's more of an emotional sense.
Okay. What is the most difficult part of it?
Well, in the middle, it kind of gets a little agitated and fast. It's really not hard for the hands. It's just musically, it's a very deep piece to connect with.
Who are your favorite composers?
That's the impossible question. I have a whole variety of taste in classical music. But if I had to pick one favorite, well, I really can't pick one. I would have to say two, J.S. Bach and Mozart, simply because Bach is so fundamental to everything we do as a pianist and at the keyboard. He's one of the greatest keyboard composers of all time. And Mozart, I would say, because his music is just so universal. Even people who don't normally listen to classical music, you play them the music of Mozart and they can connect with it right away and say, you know what, I might not listen to this by myself, but, you know, it really speaks to me. And so I think that that sort of influence that it has over people, even in today's age, is something that's just remarkable.
I find it interesting that you talk about not just technique, but the musicality of it. Are you thinking about anything non-musical while you're playing, or are you just thinking about the notes and the dynamics?
Well, I think when a pianist tries to, you know, control everything so perfectly, it can be sort of restrictive. And I think the key is to just really let loose and be able to engage yourself fully in the music, and not worry about, you know, performance or mistakes. And sometimes, really, the mistake can be sort of a liberating moment where you stop caring so much. Not in the sense that you give up on trying to play your best, but that you realize that any sort of level of perfection is, there's no point to it.
Wow. So are you excited about the competition?
Yes, very excited.
Meredy, you had a question.
I'm always curious about how many hours you practice during the week or on the weekends.
Well, I think from ages really of age 12 to when you finish high school, you know, those are the years that you need to practice the most, because that's when the brain and your mind just develops the most musically, and your hands technically as well. And so I used to practice around 6-7 hours a day, but now I'm down to around 4 or 5, I'd say, because I've really learned how to develop my skills and how to make the best use of my time. And so I really try to stay focused while practicing. I've realized that if I practice for too long, let's say 7 or 8 hours, I just lose focus and it just becomes mindless playing, which is no good at all.
Do you have a particular teacher up there that you've had a relationship with for a long period of time?
Yes, my current teacher is Li Wang. He's Chinese and he teaches at the Royal Conservatory of Music. I attend what is called there the pre-college program. It's called the Taylor Academy, and it's for kids ages 9 to 18, so up till high school. I've been studying with him for the past 5 years, and yeah, he's really just changed my life in terms of music.
So are you aiming to be a concert pianist?
Hopefully one day, yeah.
Do you think about other careers in music?
Well, I haven't really thought about, you know, really going seriously into any other careers, but the one thing I would say is that one thing I've learned while, you know, trying to pursue this career is that you can't just have one singular goal. If your singular goal is just to be the best pianist in the world, it's not going to happen. You have to take note in what other areas can you possibly try. For example, if you're in music, you can't just focus on piano playing. I've been given influences by conducting as well as also composing, teaching, all these different areas, because you never know which one's going to take off in a different direction. So that's one thing I am learning still, is trying to be really open-minded in what I can possibly explore.
That's great. What other ways does music enrich your life?
Well, as far as just purely listening, just a favorite pastime of mine is, some people like reading, but I just like taking scores out and listening to recordings and analyzing. It sort of relaxes me. And when you take a great score out and you look at the structure of the piece, sometimes it could take, you know, hours to really get it in your brain. And so studying is, I think, a big important aspect.
And why do you play music? How did you get into it, and what does it mean to you?
Well, I guess when I was really little, I think every pianist has a story somewhat like this, but you're given a piano at age 4 or 5. I was never really given a piano, but in the kindergarten where I attended, they had a bunch of music instruments just for kids. So I always, you know, they always saw me around that area just, you know, playing with keyboard instruments. And so I guess I was always drawn to it in a way, even when I was probably 3 or 4, playing with, you know, stuffed animals. If there was no music going in the house, or if there was no music, the animals didn't have a proper life. They couldn't do. I would make this whole story up that, you know, when there was music around, they could fly and go on these adventures and magical things, but without music, nothing was possible. And so I guess I was kind of a strange kid in that sense, but thanks be to my parents, who noticed my musical talent very early on.
And the importance of music to you in kind of accompanying your life?
In accompanying my life, I would say I just take it with me wherever I go. It's really hard. I wouldn't say that I'm ever, you know, disconnected from music or performance. I'm one of those people that just has a sort of continual soundtrack going on in my head. I've had that since I don't know when. I was very shocked to find out that, you know, most people don't have that. That's not a normal thing. But sometimes it never stops. Sometimes it's hard to go to sleep because, you know, you have Brahms going on up there and you have what else, and it's just sometimes, you know, get it out, you need to fall asleep. So sometimes it's really hard for me to just stop music and disconnect and focus on other things.
Do you have a favorite piece of music, one piece that you always go back to?
I don't know about that yet. No, I wouldn't say one singular piece. I have many pieces that I would say are a few favorites, and many pieces that I hope will be my favorites that I have yet to learn. And there's also a lot of pieces that are written for orchestra, like symphonies, and a lot of choral pieces as well, that I would say I just absolutely adore.
Can you name just one or two?
Just any genre of music?
Yeah.
Well, I really like listening to, if there was one genre that I would just take with me for the rest of my life, it would be the Mozart piano concertos, because there's just so much in there. There's everything contained in there in terms of classical music. So that's probably the main thing I would do. But I mean, I listen to everything from Bach, even before Bach. Renaissance choral music is another favorite of mine, as well as Beethoven, Brahms, all the way up until Mahler and the 20th century composers like Bartok, which is also another favorite.
When you say Mozart has everything in it, what do you mean? Are you talking about musical ideas?
Not everything in it when it comes to the styling of music, because it's still very, very strictly classical. But when I meant everything, I meant every emotion that I want to express sort of is contained in those pieces. It might be in different forms. It might not be as extravagant in form as romantic works, but there's still something that you can find, that it goes from every end to the other end of the scale. Everything is contained. And so that's why I like his music so much.
So music for you is a way to express feelings and emotions that are important to you.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Do you come from a musical family?
No, actually. Neither of my parents played any instruments. But since my parents are Hungarian, on my mother's side of the family, going back many generations, I think, my great-great-grandmother, on her side, there were a lot of gypsy musicians. And so I wouldn't say that that can be passed down, but in a way, I do feel that I'm somehow connected in this tradition, because in Europe and in Central Europe, like in Hungary, there's music is everywhere. It's culture. It's the universal language. And so that's another thing I love, is playing pieces that were inspired by those great musicians, like the Liszt Hungarian Rhapsodies, for example, are a complete example of that.
Well, thank you so much, Thomas, for talking to us.
Thank you.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.